Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The DH, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tony Saleta. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fran Healy. Batting ninth. The third baseman, George Brett. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Steve Busby. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Bumbry. Batting second. The right fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting third. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Belunger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. And now, play ball. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Belunger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Belunger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbry takes first base on ball four. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bumbry moves to second. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Busby. Davis moves to second. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford takes first base on ball four. Tony Saleta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saleta hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Wolford moves to third. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Belunger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blair. The throw from Healy and he is out, Potek applying the tag. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 1 in the game. Potek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Potek moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. Hendricks moves to second. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Busby fields it and throws to third for the out. Bellinger moves to second. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Saleta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coggins for the out. Bellinger moves to third. Bumbrey moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis strikes out. Healy drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Davis out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 1 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wolford hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Saleta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saleta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Saleta hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. McNally scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Saleta for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 1 in the game. Grich hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blair. The throw from Healy and he is safe. Blair steals second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0-for-1 in the game. Healy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett bunts towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Grich covering, for the out. Healy moves to second. One out. Freddy Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hendricks hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Busby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bumbry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-2 in the game. Cepeda hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-2 in the game. Coggins hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-2 in the game. Grich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Grich moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blair is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wolford hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Blair. Wolford reaches second base with a double. Tony Saleta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks fires to second and picks off Wolford for the out. One out. Tony Saleta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saleta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Saleta bunts towards short. Bellinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Healy takes first base on ball 4. Saleta moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Saleta moves to third. Healy moves to second. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Potek hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Saleta scoops it up and throws to first, with Busby covering, for the out. One out. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hendricks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bellinger bunts towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Hendricks moves to second. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bumbrey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a line drive towards short. Bellinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-3 in the game. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grich hits a fly ball into center field. Ota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 3 in the game. Cepeda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank White pinch runs for Orlando Cepeda. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on McNally. White moves to second. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and has White trapped. There's the throw to Bellinger, who tags White for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Kurt Bebakwa pinch hits for Tony Saleta. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wolford. The throw from Hendricks and he is safe. Wolford steals second. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa is called out on strikes. Two outs. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Healy is walked intentionally. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Bebakwa now playing first base. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Ota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McRae. Blair reaches second base with a double. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blair scores. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 1, and Kansas City Royals, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.